A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 12th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about by-elections in Mount Darwin West and also in Chirumanzu, Zimbabwe constituency.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The MDC is not going to participate in these two by-elections which have been promulgated by Robert Mugabe. Our position is very clear. We are not going to participate.
Kulo lonke ukhetho olwenzakalayo eZimbabwe ngoba silibandla elidinga ukuthola amandla okukhokhela ilizwe ezigabeni ezijeneyo lokho kusenzakala ngaphansi ungakuthola kuphela ngokhetho.
Aiwa kwethe provision yomthemo yoyo inotoaplaya izizi vari kuti izosiaplaya kana fazo yarunning mate havasi kunzwisisa ende ndinourombo kuti havafaniri kunge vari vanhu vakafunda saizvozvo vanotadza kunzwisisa zviri pachena zvakanyorwa nomutemo. Running mate haina constituency. Haimbogari yamirira constituency. Saka mutemo haungazoapply pana running mate. Iye running mate asingamiriri constituency. Plus zvakare, running mate haappointi na president. Unotoita vice president kana waita running mate by virtue yokuti wamanya na president mose mutsaka vote yokuti president awini.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about by-elections to be held in constituencies once held by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her predecessor Emmerson Mnangagwa.
President Robert Mugabe has proclaimed March 27th as the date for holding by-elections in constituencies that fell vacant after the elevation of Mnangagwa and Mrs. Mujuru.
Of course, legal experts are divided on interpreting the provision that Mr. Mugabe has used for that proclamation. And to add to the confusion, the main opposition parties are saying that they are not going to participate in these elections until President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF institutes electoral reforms. Gibbs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. The WhatsApp number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezvesarudzo dziri kunzi nemutungamiri wenyika ngadziitwe musi wa27 kukadzi kuChirumanzu, Zimbabwe, kuMidlands Province, kotiwo kuMount Darwin West, kuMashonaland Central. Asi pane kutaura-taura kuripo, vamwe vari kuti aiwa zvekuti paitwe sarudzo kana teedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika asinga asiya chigaro zvinofanira kutanga kushanda tingangoti makore gumi anotevera. Ndofunga kwasara 9 manje tirongoramba hedu tichiti gumi. Vamwe vachiti aiwa zvaakutoshanda iko zvino. Asi imwe nyaya iri kunetsa ndeyekuti vanopikisa vari kuti havasi kuzopinda musarudzo idzodzi nekuti havadi kupinda musarudzo dzavari kuti idzo unenge uchitoziya kuti ndiani akahwina. Kuenda kutamba bhora uchiziva kuti timu yakati yahwina kudhara. Ndozvavari kuti hatisi kuda kunge tichiita. Asi vamwe vezano vari kuti aiwa vanhu havanenge vachitya sarudzo. Ndosaka vachiti hatipinde musarudzo dzinenge dzichiitwa. Saka tava kunzwa kubva kunemi vateereri kuti munoti kudii nenyaya iyi. Munoona sei nyaya yeMDC yekuti havasi kuda kupinda musarudzo idzodzi kusvika zvinhu zvavandudzwa munyaya dzesarudzo. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe zulukani labalingani thona njani kulapho lapho likhona ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila silo kumagama silethemba lokuthi impela viki yenu kade inhle sibili kodwa ke ngapha ke Washington kuyabanda xa ungaphuma phandle kunganozwane lungene phakathi kwefridge so ke njoko cho kwa blessing zulu esikukhangelayo lamdla isikhangela ukhetho lolo osokuthiwa kumele lube khona eMount Darwin West khona ngale kwakubambe khona Mrs. Joyce Mjuru kuse kubuya Churu manje eZimbabwe khona ngale kwakulo mnumzana uEmerson Nangagwa siyakwazi ukuthi ababili laba bafakwa ke esikhundleni zokuthi babe ngo-vice president loba kunjalo siyakwazi-ke ukuthi uMrs. Mjuru siwakhitshwa phela ngaseko khona ngale kodwa-ke ukhetho bathi kumele lwe phambili sizwile njalo ukuthi kulokhu yincwajana nje okukhitshiweyo ku-government gazette ngumongameli Robert Mugabe othe ukhetho lolu kumele lube khona mhla ka-27 March sizwile njalo abacubungula ezomthetho besithi okwenziwayo lapho ngana kusikho kodwa abanye bathi yikho kanye but sifuna ukuthi sizwe la ngencwethu ukuthi ziyathini ngalokhu kunjalo nje sizwile ke ukuthi i-MDC t kubesekubuya le-MDC renewal team zithi zona zingeke zingene ukukhetho lolu inkomo ingazala umuntu noma kanjani bangeke bakwenze khonokho so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi pho kuthiwani xa sokunje sokuyinqabangqoza phela mfowethu
ongu zvakaita manyama amire nerongo inamaqoza
ya ya kutwa manyanya
manyama amire nerongo
nzaizama towards the end of the program right
I think we have our two guests Gibbs who do we have
yes we've got Mr. Kuxaxa Phulu who is a human rights lawyer and is based in Bulawayo Mr. Phulu good evening and welcome to the program
good evening Gibbs and good evening to the listeners as well
Thank you so much. We are told that we have lost one of our yes.
Guests. That is Mr. Dewa Mavinga of the Human Rights Watch, but we'll be calling him back. So let's start with Mr. Pulu. Mm-hmm. Mr. Pulu, just briefly, we talked earlier on to Professor Lovemore Maduku about this proclamation by Mr. Mugabe. And Professor Maduku is of the opinion that Mr. Mugabe is misleading himself because that provision that the vice president's seat will fall vacant after 90 days only applies after 10 years when there's a running mate. And we also talked to one of the architects of the Constitution, ZANU-PF's Paul Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana said that, in fact, it is Mr. Maduku who is actually misinterpreting the law. What is your understanding of this provision? First, Mr. Pulu, before we talk about by-elections.
My initial take on this provision was that Professor Maduku's interpretation may be incorrect. But, you know, after listening to colleagues and debating it, I think his reading is very correct. And, in fact, if you look at it, one must applaud him for reading the text of that section very, very carefully. I myself had been misled to say that the appointment of the I don't know whether it was intended when the Constitution was drafted. I was there, but it says that the appointment of a vice president must happen it must happen immediately after the election. If you read the specific wording, it must happen immediately after, not any election, but after the general election. And so, as we stand here now, you know, there is no general election. So then, how do you go on to make that appointment? So, Professor is taking a strict interpretation of what is there. Mangwana's interpretation as well, which I bought in the beginning, but now I doubt. But it's very difficult, again, to say that it is a ridiculous interpretation because it's possible for the court to actually buy that interpretation if they use another avenue of interpreting the provision. If they don't say what is actually in the text, but they say what was intended, because then what happens if something, you know, say the vice president dies in office or resigns and so forth. I was saying that the country should then go ahead without any, replacement of that vice president. you know, that applies to the first vice president. Mm-hmm. Well, to the vice president who was there, well, there's no first vice president now, but to Mchuru.
Mm-hmm.
There's another argument again where Professor is right.
Mm-hmm.
The appointment of the other vice president, Mpogo, mm-hmm. is not conceivable if you read that constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Because if two had been appointed immediately after the elections,
mm-hmm.
then perhaps we would be saying it's possible to have a replacement and have two now.
Mm-hmm.
So the president had to choose whether he's appointing one or two immediately after the elections,
mm-hmm.
and not now to decide that he's going to add another one.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps the election of Mchuru, in my view, is arguable that it's possible to fill the vacancy. But the other vice president, that's where, you know, they'd have to explain how they now have two vice presidents. So it's interesting, and ultimately it is the Constitutional Court that is going to lend an interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Pulu, for that brilliant analysis. Of course, they say compromise is the best and the cheapest lawyer. Let's see if Mr. Mavinga agrees with you, Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Hello, yes.
And that is definitely Mr. Teo Mavinga.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the program, eh?
Thank you so much, Gibbs, and a blessing. Thank you.
Now, how do you interpret what is going on in Zimbabwe right now? You know, there's a lot that is being said.
Well, what is clear, and, mm-hmm. and I think most Zimbabweans will now realize, is that the law is a political instrument that is used primarily selectively mm-hmm. to meet political ends or to suit political positions. So if you look at what is happening with the parliamentary seat for former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, and why all this time suddenly government realizes that it has an obligation to declare that seat vacant simply because she has fallen out of favor, it does indicate what we've always been saying, that the law is being used selectively, is being used to persecute opponents or perceived opponents of government, and mm-hmm. in this particular case is quite clear. This is why there appears to be a rush to fill these two parliamentary seats for former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and current Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and not looking at the other, you know, issues existing that require urgent attention in terms of electoral reforms, in terms of creating a level playing field for genuine political participation and genuine political competition. At the moment, there is no such thing as a genuine political competition because the political field is steeped heavily in favor of those that control the institutions such as the Justice Administration Institution, which is actually now an injustice administration institution.
Mm, thank you, Mr. Mavinga. And as they say, a good lawyer knows the law and mm-hmm. a great lawyer knows the judge.
Certainly.
Zimbabwe for you. And we also have Mr. Morris Gweja. Morris Gweja is a political analyst, and he usually leads towards ZANU PF. Mr. Gweja, good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Gweja, there is this by-election. Of course, I was talking to these two lawyers on the interpretation of the law, but also, to add to the confusion, we talked to the MDC formation led by Mr. Tsvangirai and the other MDC renewal team led by Mai Holland, if my interpretation is right. And also, they've indicated that they are not going to participate in these by-elections until there are electoral reforms. What is your take on this?
Well, my take really is you talk of confusion, which is rightly prevailing, and I won't talk much on the legal aspect because I'm not a lawyer, but what I know, the little what that I know about law is all about interpretation, and at the end of the day, what matters is the one in authority, how that person interprets it. That is what so many lawyers arguing in courts. It's all about interpretation. As for the by-elections, they are actually long overdue because we cannot have elements like the former Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, anywhere near any office as important as being a legislator. Mm-hmm. So I think, in my view, they are long overdue, those by-elections. They have to be made. And if you also look at, consider Vice President, who is also the acting president, Comrade Mnangagwa's plight, he has so many duties that are facing him, and I think it is the very right thing to do to have those by-elections done so that people from that constituency are not prejudiced.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gibbs.
Now we've got some messages that are ticking in, Blessing. On Facebook, we've got Fabian Murumbi, who writes, where will the government get the money to hold these elections? Mm-hmm. The country is currently broke. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Mokwena Daniels, who writes, if independent candidates are allowed, then Joyce Mchuru can contest and win it because of the support she has in that area. Then we've got Love Mo, who writes, Po-po-po-po-po. We want proper elections and not this circus. Then we've got James, who writes, This won't help anyone. Buy drugs for the poor people of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Then I've got Munyaratsi Tanganiso, who writes, why were these elections not held long back in Mount Darwin? Big question there, right? Mm-hmm. Then I've got Temba Nyanga, who writes, let them fill all the vacant seats of those that were sacked. It must be like starting afresh. Why do they want to buy it bit by bit? They want to first build support. No, please. Mm-hmm. Then I've got Willard, who only sent a message by saying, okay. Then for Washington, he says Zimbabwe is no more. I don't mm-hmm. know whether it was something on WhatsApp.
We have on WhatsApp several messages. David says to us on the other side, it's an event. Whether they do them or not, it won't give any legit to their failing government. Peter says all political parties must unite and boycott this election. It won't be free and fair. Titi says, Ivo amai mjuru vanobvumidzwa here kukwikwidza pasarudzo idzi. I think that's why we have Mr. Pulu and Mr. Mavinga to do the interpretation for us. Baklandi says, why boycott? They are not serious parties. They forget that they have no power to set dates and detect political pests in Zimbabwe. No matter what MDC should go and contest, they should not hide giving silly excuses because the politics is their business. That's their business to contest every vacant seat in parliament or at a district level. It's like a bread company saying, we are no longer going to sell bread, but we are still open. Wow. Innocent says, this is a waste of government resources and money. Let the government pay its workers, starting with the pending bonuses. Nico Dima says, this is just another addition to the many inadequacies of a pseudo-quasi-regime masquerading as a democracy. Lord help us, from a true son of the soil. Clifford M says the opposition is right. And of course, Jabulani anotie sarudzo idzi adzina zvadzinoreva kana pasina kuvandudzwa mutemo. Hamungamhanyire nevanhu vakahwina kudhara. Hamungamhanyi nevanhu vakahwina kudhara. Iyo ZANU-PF kana ichiziva kuti inohwina. Ngaitedzera zvinodiwa nemutemo wenyika bedzi. Kovai vasingadi kuvandudza kana ivo vachiziva kuti vanodiwa nevanhu. Sibanda anotiye izvi hazvibatsiri kukwikwidzana nezanupf pasarudzo idzi. Vakatohwina kare neuori. Manasa says the vacant posts must be occupied because the people in those constituencies need a representative who they can tell their needs. Unfortunately, the people's needs will always be ignored. Vacant or occupied, that is another problem. That is Manasa Gibbs.
I think we've got several questions that are coming out of these messages. Yes. One of them is out directed to Baba Pulu. Ngesintu mfowethu. But omunye ubuzile lapho uti kathi ukhetho kwakuhlalelweni lungenziwa uMsisi Mjuru esese ofisini.
Indaba yama by-elections gives. Siyazi ukuthi mina ngomunye walaba abathi ngesikhathi o Abednego Pepe labo njabuliso mkhulu. Labo nomeli. Kwahlalwa isikhathi eside ama-constitutions amaningi engenama-representative ingakuthi kwakungenziwa ama-by-elections. Kwahanjwa ekhoti ngomunye wabantu bathi kungaba nama-vacancy kumele kwenziwe ama-by-elections ngesikhathi kulandelwa i-constitution. Ngaleso sikhathi sazesaye ekhoti uPresident uMgabe ephikisa bese abala mali ukuthi benze ama by elections indaba leyo sayiwina ama by elections lawo kaenziwanga ngesikhathi kwaze kwathi sekufike okukhulu ngudoma mazinga yangumelana lawo sekufike bona ukuthi selefuna base besenza ama by elections this year bebelokhu besenza ama by elections kukontestwa abanye bedliwa and so forth kodwa ama political parties amanye athi thina kasonge singene kulolu thetho ngenxa yokuthi iground yakhona ingani ilomehlo omunye udlalisa emqansweni omunye hlonhla phansi ama-by elections lawa njengoba kungwenye ekhuluma asesenziwa ukuthi ba ngesikhala ngathi ngathi basudze umjuru so ayenzelwa ama-political motive kodwa-ke angeke ngithi kungenziwa ama-by elections ngoba umthetho ukuthi kumele kube lama-by elections isizathu sokuwenza ukuthi bona bayakhetha beshiya abakufunayo belahle abangakufuniyo so na singakana ilizwe ngalolu hlobo I think ikwehluleka kakhulu kokwenza ukuthi ilizwe lijombe kangaka lingabi le mali lingarani njengamanye amazwe
yes akuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Phulu so ubaba Phulu ngizayenza okuyi-translation okuncane I can imagine if I misquote a lawyer right that can be something else right? So what Mr. Phulu is saying is that he's reminding Zimbabweans actually of the Abednego Bebe and Jabulisi Mkuni scenario where the government had to make its own choice you know they were pressing lawyers were pressing and pressing for the by-elections to be held. So the government took its time and then the elections on their own kind of pace. So he says, this is not right. So at the end of the day, you know, the government should not do some of these things. So then he ended up by saying, perhaps this is designed to cripple Mrs. Mchuru's political ambitions.
Mwemteerera abvunza kuti mai mjuru vanokwanisa here kukwikwidza musarudzo nekuti zvimwe zvatiri kuverenga ndezvekuti iko zvino vava pamudya ndigere yakangofanana nemunhu ari kushanda ari kumukira kubasa sezviri kuitwa navamunangagwa vanenge vachipohwawo mari yavo yemudya ndigere nekudaro zviri kudza vakwanise kunge vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzakadai kana kuti kana vachinge vakwikwidza zvinenge zvireva kuti vanenge vasingapuwe mari yemugove wavo vanokwanisa here kukwikwidza zvinofamba sei Bama Vinga?
I think that's a tough line.
Line there, but of course. Bama Vinga?
Oh, it's gone.
Inenge kuti netse tichaedza kuti tizodzokere zvakare kuna vamavhinga ngatidzoke kwamuri vangwenya vangwenya mamambotaura imi kuti mai mujura vafanira kunge vachitomboswebera padhuze nemasimba sei muri kudaro kana munhu asati atombotongwa abatwa kana nemhosva
apa tirikutaurira nenyaya nokuti nyaya yavari kupomerwa isi nyaya yekutamba naye inyaya yakaitisisa yekurongera kubvuta kubvuta chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika nesimba inyaya yakaitisisa yekuti kuri kubato maprinciples ebato rezanu p f munhu akadaro haatombofaniri kuonekwa kusvikira apatorwa ekuona kuti kana kuri kuti anoitwa suspended kana kuri kuti anozodzoka zvekare kuzopinda mubato ndizvozvo asi pari zvinezvi anenge asingatombofaniri kuonekwa ipapo tozoona zvekare kuti zviri kutaurwa nembc zvekuti havasi kuda kukwikwidza nemareforms yavari kutaura inyaya yekuti munhu vanotsigira maimujuru saka vari kutya kuti vakada kukwikwidza zvinoita sekunge vari kuirana nezviri kuitwa nezanu p f ekushora maimujuru tozoona vakada kuenda kwachirumanzu vanonyatsoziva kuti havana kana mukana vanodyiwa nokusenseni saka ndo nyaya iri kuitika yekuti mareforms api avanozotanga kutaura nhasi
mareforms vagara vachitaura vagwenya sarudzo dzese dzaitya kubva muna
2000 asi vachikwikwidza zvakadaro
Very interesting, Mr. Pulu. I would like you to respond to that and maybe go further to tell us whether Mrs. Mchuru can contest. But can you respond, Mr. Pulu, to what Mr. Gwenya said?
In my view, you see, I hadn't sat down to look at what the provisions say, but I think for perhaps, you know, it's something we can debate.
Yeah.
But this is a senior government official going on retirement mm-hmm. and retiring on the same basis, she will be getting paid, according to her last position that she held in government. Mm-hmm. Now, if she were to go on and hold the office of the president, for example, mm-hmm. if she retires, she would get the tax of her last office, which would be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she went on then and got employed somewhere or was assigned another junior job,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps the argument would be that she would no longer be entitled to that payment, that mm-hmm. retirement, because her last job in government would not be that of vice president. We saw that argument mm-hmm. with being raised in South Africa regarding Monsanto and the reason why he was not going mm-hmm. to take up another job or to vie for any other post and perhaps lose and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's merit to the argument that she has to consider all those things.
Mm-hmm.
She also has to consider whether she wants to really exacerbate the wrath of her political parties and peers.
Mm-hmm.
And also she has to consider whether she wants to leave her political party, because it may not follow that because of the tips that are happening, she will want to leave Zanu-PF. But certainly as a citizen, she is entitled. There's nothing in the Constitution that bars her
mm-hmm.
from contesting whether as a member of Zanu-PF, unless the Constitution of Zanu-PF bars her, or whether as an independent or as a member of another party.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, I think it borders on ridiculousness. I think Mr. Ngwenya actually has no analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just playing at this level, which is saying, look, I'm doing analysis.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can say that the MDCs are calling for reforms because they support Mrs. Mchuru. Because the MDCs have always called for reforms. In fact, mm-hmm. the MDC renewal in particular has not participated in this. Has stated clearly that we will not be participating in by-elections. Monzora
mm-hmm.
has announced about, sometime back last year, towards the end of last year, that before this tiff between Mchuru and her party happened, that they will no longer be participating in elections without any reforms. Civil society has been calling for these reforms for a very long time. And certainly this has nothing to do with what is happening between ZANU-PF and Mrs. Mchuru. And also to suggest that a citizen, that citizen is having troubles in her party or people hate her, is not entitled to hold any government office, is also ridiculous. In fact, we have Mnangagwa, who is the vice president right now. He was accused of the same thing before within ZANU-PF. And Ngwenya is not arguing that Mnangagwa should not be where he is. Certainly, I think his analysis is devoid of any effort at all. And certainly, if Zimbabwe is to be a better place, we certainly need better analysis, whether it is one way or the other.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Mr. Mavinga, varenge vadzoka. Mavinga.
Can I quickly respond, please?
Okay, regai tingoti vamavinga vanga vamavinga yanga yakata todzoka kwamuri futi vangwenya. Vamavinga tatati vanokwanisa here kuti vapinde musarudzo mai mujuru.
Ndinobvumirana na Nomza Mapulu zvavataura kuti panenge pane inyaya yekuti mai mujuru vanofanira kufunga kuti votora zvipi vari pachipanera yavaifa kutira nezvinopiyo kuti nemwe rutivi mari yemudyandigere inofanira kuti idimurwe kana vati vava kuda kupinda zvakare munhandare vava kutosiya mari iyoyo yemudyandigere kana asi pamutemo chaipo hapana chinovakonesa kuti vapinde munhandare chinonyanyisa kuvakonesa inyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzekuti vazvipira here kuti
Mr. Mavinga, we'll come back to you. Please stay on the line, Mr. Pulu and Mr. Ngwenya. Our radio listeners, unfortunately, we end here, but we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.
Nemtere wedu va sangoma. Rambai muri parunati.